Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Cleo James. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. McCovey moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier takes first base on ball four. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hans. Lanier moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lanier trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Hyatt, who tags Lanier, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Perry moves to second. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Popovich fields it and throws to first for 1. The throw to second, and they've got McCovey trapped. There's the throw back to Popovich, who tags McCovey for the double play. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry bunts in front of the plate. Hyatt scoops up the ball and tags Perry for the out. Lanier moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lanier. The throw from Hyatt and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McCovey is walked intentionally. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Cleo James. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Roger Metzger. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Bill Hands. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Phil Galliano now playing second base. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Phil Regan now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.